Hello, I'm James Dennis Stringer. This week's film is my favorite movie of all time and one of the best, Warner Brothers' 1942 classic, King's Row. I once rented it on a whim when looking through the filmography of one of its stars and found it utterly enthralling, and I'm sure you will too. As stories go, it seems at a glance unremarkable, the chronicle of three childhood friends in a middle America town as the 20th century rolls its way forward. But it's far more than that. It's a preservation of life as our forefathers and mothers knew it, the good as well as the bad. At no point does King's Row try to decimate or glamorize the past in stark shades of black and white, but rather makes the reality of life, its wonders, its horrors, its dreams, come through and does so with aplomb. Its cast is something to be reckoned with as well. The three leads are played by actors who never got to have roles like this again their entire careers. Bob Cummings receives top billing and would later be an everyman sort of figure on television, while his co-star Ronald Reagan would turn to politics once his film career folded, eventually becoming president, and Anne Sheridan would leave the cinema for TV before her untimely death in 1967. All deliver their dramatic and romantic best, with a supporting crew to rival them all, among them Betty Field, Claude Rains, Charles Coburn, Harry Davenport, Judith Anderson, and Maria Ouspenskaya. The linchpin in the whole equation is the film's score. None other than Erich Wolfgang Korngold composed the score, and having just completed his score for The Private Lives of Elizabeth and Essex, composed King's Row's theme, thinking it was another costume epic. Once he saw the finished film, he kept it and built the film around said theme. It guides the emotions you feel watching it, to say nothing about the characters in it. Ladies and gentlemen, King's Row. King's Row is available on DVD from Warner Archive Collection and can be found through online retailers or your local library.